Republican Tom Petri has represented the 6th Congressional District since Jimmy Carter was president, but shortly after GOP State Senator Glenn Grothman announced he was taking on Petri this year, the moderate Petri decided to retire. 10 years ago, Grothman defeated moderate GOP State Senator Mary Panzer when Grothman wanted to move up from the state assembly. During that campaign, a woman named Renee held a sign with one of the letters of Grothman's last name.
I'm holding the M for Grothman, because he is the man.
Grothman was barely the GOP voter's man 2 months ago when he narrowly won the Republican congressional primary against three other candidates. Democrats quickly began issuing press releases highlighting some of the controversial statements Grothman has made during 20 years in the state legislature. Statements about equal pay for women, restricting abortion, criticizing immigrants, the Martin Luther King state holiday, and other topics.
Earlier, we flipped the coin to determine who would go first this time to make opening comments.
Last month, the Fond du Lac Rotary Club held the first debate between Senator Grothman and his Democratic opponent, Mark Harris. Grothman tried to downplay his colorful quotes in Madison and focus on what he sees as the next obstacle to his plan to support business and curb affirmative action and welfare programs. The federal bureaucracy.
I'd like to go to Washington and deal with other problems that I can't address in the state legislature. Go after these regulations, go after the bad business climate we have in this country and improve things there.
Mark Harris is the county executive in Winnebago County, which includes Oshkosh. Harris says he wants to propose reasonable solutions to the nation's problems.
And my basic philosophy is kind of mirrored by something that President Kennedy once said. Don't look for the Republican answer. Don't look for the Democratic answer. Look for the right answer.
Harris and Grothman have also been out separately speaking to smaller groups.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a special welcome to all of you visiting us at Sarah Chudnow Community today.
This week at a senior's home in Mequon, Mark Harris told roughly 30 people about his hopes for a modest increase in the minimum wage to leave women in control of their health care decisions, to help college students struggling with loans, and protect Social Security by raising the amount of income subject to Social Security taxes. It's a platform that sounds good to Mequon resident Jack Prater, who used to vote Republican but more recently has sided with Democrats. Prater says he sees Harris as someone who can be bipartisan.
Anyone who has a record in which they're saying they can work with other parties and will want to try to work with other parties and have proven in the past that they can work with other parties, anyone in that situation deserves our vote.
But Harris did not win over everyone at the Mequon event. Businessman David Charney says he's leaning towards State Senator Grothman because of the Republicans' opposition to raising the minimum wage and general pro-business agenda. Charney says he does not agree with everything Grothman has said.
At the end of the day, he's going to represent, yes, the people in the district, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to represent all the ideals that I represent with.
Libertarian Gus Fahrendorf is also on the November ballot. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.